NBC Monitor, news on the hour, David Rush reporting. Trudeau is expected to impress upon Heath that Canada wants the common market to avoid protectionist policies as much as possible. The hour's top story, a federal mediator is trying to settle a labor dispute that could delay Wednesday night's launch of the Apollo 17. David Rush, NBC News.
Time for a few minutes of Latin fire. Here's Percy Faith, Conquistador. Precisely where you are. Happy to have you with us, everybody. This is Frank Sinatra, Jr., and as I mentioned earlier, this is my debut here as your host on Monitor. But of course, a little company always helps, and I want to thank you for joining me. My guest for a good portion of this half hour is an old friend. He's a Philadelphia boy who was a teenage idol back in the late 50s and early 60s, and he's had a lot of hits, and he made a lot of movies. He's currently doing quite well at the Copacabana nightclub here in New York. I'm talking about my old friend, Frankie Avalon. Remember this one by Frankie?
Sunlight in her hair, and take the brightest stars up in the sky, and play. I always will be true. I'll give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live.
Baby, now, be ours. Make my wisdom true.
Yes, that was a 2 million seller for the fellow who's my guest right now, and this visit is sort of a small sentimental journey because Frankie Avalon and I met as teenagers, as I mentioned earlier. Of course, the difference was, at the time, he was a big success, and I was struggling not to flunk out of high school. Frank, how have you been?
Just fine, Frank. Thank you very much. The last time we met, I don't know if you remember the first time we met.
Right.
I went to your house, and you were playing piano then.
Right,
you weren't
right,
into singing then. You were just
no.
Playing piano.
I still had desires, Frank, at that time of writing music and being a serious composer. But
and
tell me about
well,
you now. You're at the Copacabana here in New York.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be here until the 6th of December.
I see. That is probably the most legendary nightclub in the United States, at least in New York. Frank, tell me. You know that it's been so long since I've seen you, and the years have been so kind to you in terms of career success. Now, I made some notes about you before we went on the air, and it seems astounding to me, but that you have starred in 29 feature films.
Yeah, that's right. 29 films that weren't all as successful as the Beach Party films. I mean, they're the ones that people remember because they were successful. But I did a lot of pictures, a lot of in the beginning, like The Alamo and Boys to the Bottom of the Sea, Sailor Crooked Ship, and
one of my
pictures.
Favorite science fiction films, in fact.
When you Boys to the Bottom of the Sea,
you played the young lieutenant.
That's
there,
right, yeah, that was a good film. And they made the television series about it. But the successful films were the Beach Party things, and that's what the people remember.
Well, Frank, it would seem to me that you had the added pleasure in some of the Beach films of getting to be insulted by Don Rickles.
Oh, yes,
who was in
that
a couple
was,
of the
yeah,
pictures
three,
with you.
Three we did together.
Did three of them?
Yeah, character.
Well, you know, Frank, I'll tell you, if for me, I envy you in one very important respect, and that is that being a fan of the films as I am, you have been able to work with some great people who are no longer with us now. In
that's
your
right.
pictures, you work with Peter Lorre, you work
right,
with Boris
right.
Karloff.
Right, I worked with Buster Keaton.
You worked with Buster Keaton and some people who are...
Some great character actors,
right,
too, Fred Clark.
Me, right,
yeah. No, that's right, and it
Did
was a great
Did you talk
experience.
To them at all?
Oh, sure. I'd stay by that camera and watch them work and try and learn.
Did you learn anything from Peter Lorre and people like
well,
that?
Well, Peter Lorre, he was a very sentimental guy, you know, very warm and loved Italian people, just loved it. Lived in Italy for a while and had lots of stories to tell me about Bogart, you know, which was...
Naturally.
Right, exactly,
mm-hmm.
over there.
Sidney
Warner
Green
Brothers.
Street,
right,
yes,
yeah.
years ago.
And a lot of fun times with Peter Lorre.
Well, I think that's a wonderful thing, Frank, and I'm sure that the future's going to hold a lot of pictures for you, too, as time passes. Now, I wanted to ask you about some hobbies I hear that you have here. How about the golf? Are you still a low handicapper?
Well, up and down. You know that game. I don't know. I took to golf about 6 years ago, and I really put a lot of time into it. I was practicing 4 or 5 hours a day. And
do you know any of the real pros, the
sure,
famous
I play,
golfers
yeah,
around
sure,
the country?
I play with them on some of the celebrity tournaments, mm-hmm. you know, pro-am things, and Jack Nicklaus and Palmer and Doug Sanders. I play with all the guys.
Well, I think that's marvelous. I myself, you know, Frank, have never had the time to learn to play the game. It would be somewhat difficult for me with the traveling that I do, and I'm sure that in your case it's difficult too most
yeah,
of the time.
Yeah, it is.
Get you away from the binds of everything, from
that's
the binds
right.
of work, the pressure. And tell me about your family now. How many children at home?
I have 7 children now.
Pretty soon you're going to have your own baseball team.
Yeah, yeah,
I think
there.
That's great.
Yeah, it's terrific. I enjoy having the big family, and...
well, that's good. It's a comfort, isn't it?
Sure it is. It's
to
great to
float around and look at hotel rooms
yeah,
all the
that's
time.
Right.
Just to, you know, to know that somebody's there.
And my oldest boy is 9, and the youngest baby, she's 3 months old now. So we've got all little ones.
Well, that's fine. That's you're young enough,
house.
Too, that you'll be growing up with them, and by the time they're all young adults, and you'll still be young enough to enjoy them.
Yeah, I think so, sure.
That's a good idea. Frank, stay with us for a moment while I break a station here. This is Frank Sinatra, Jr. My guest is my good friend Frankie Avalon, and it's time to remind our listeners around the country that they are on the Monitor Beacon. Well, we're back, everybody. This is Frank Sinatra Jr. once again, monitor for the weekend. And my guest right now is Frankie Avalon, who I haven't seen in a good long time. But I got to tell you, folks, I'm sorry that this isn't television. You can see how good Frank looks. He has a deep tan at the moment, which is kind of strange for those of us in the New York snow. But, Frank, say, you know, I wanted to ask you, you've got a new record album out now. What can you tell me about that?
It's an album. It's called I Want You Near Me, and it's on Metro Media. And if you'd like to play a song, I would love to play a song,
but tell me, what's your favorite from it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, not one is my favorite. I don't know. I just want to tell you a story about this one song that I would like for you to play, which is a song called I Just Can't Help Believing. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Frank, but when this song was brought to me, I really liked the song, and I said I recorded it. After we recorded it, it was put in the can. You know, as they say, they hold it up for a release. Right. And they put out a couple of other things. In the meantime, I was driving my car, and I put the radio on, and I hear this Just Can't Help Believe. And I said, sounds familiar to me. B.J. Thomas recorded
Somebody else got the jump on you.
Got the jump on me, put it out, and it was a hit. But I still like the song, and I'd like for you to
play it. I'd love to hear it. Just Can't Help Believing. This is Frankie Avalon's new album.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and the promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with a rhythm of her sigh. The girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay more than just a day. Oh, I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her eyes are shining honey sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay.
Sounds wonderful, Frank. Great cut from your new album. And that's Frankie Avalon, ladies and gentlemen. Incidentally, Frank, how many albums do you make each year?
I have about 14 albums out, I guess, something like that. About one a year, something like that.
Well, that's fine. And you're now with this new M&M label, of course, the Metro Media label. Yeah. Right. My friends, the Gold Diggers from the Dean Martin Company, record for them, too. You know, Frank, there is something. Now, listening to your record, I've often wondered, do you ever play the trumpet anymore?
Yes, I do, as
you
a
do.
Matter of fact. Oh, yeah, that's my little security blanket there.
I know you used to play in the films. I used to see in the movies when you would play.
I still play. I do a number, which is a very important number in my show. I do MacArthur Park, and I do the instrumental along with the band.
Do you know any of the other guys around today, like you and I, who are doing that kind of thing? You know, Bobby Vinton does it in his act.
Right.
He plays trumpet and he plays clarinet and a bunch of things
like
that.
Right. Darren is playing piano and drums and vibes. And Wayne Newton is playing violin and...
Violin now?
Oh, sure.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah,
I knew he played the accordion and all the other things.
Yeah, he's got it all going, sure.
Well, it's a good thing... I would say, particularly in the case of a young entertainer, because I believe that most people are not aware that men like yourself, Frank, who are primarily famous for singing, also have the talent to play a horn.
Well, I started as a trumpet player in the beginning in Philadelphia and studied, legitimate studying, with Seymour Rosenfeld of the Philadelphia
Orchestra.
From the orchestra,
right.
So I enjoy playing, and I still like and enjoy good music.
Frank, tell me about when you started in Philadelphia. What was it like then, growing up in in the cradle of the East there, the city where the winters are severe and the people still like to go out to clubs and do things like that. What was it like in the very beginning? How did this all happen for you?
It's that old story, Frank, of being at the right place at the right time. It really and truly happened to me that way. I was 16 years old, very young, and a trumpet player with a group, a local group in Philadelphia called Rocco and the Saints. And we were playing a local club in Philadelphia, and the record company came in, liked the group, signed us to a contract, and I was signed along with the group, and then a couple of records came out, and nothing happened with it, and the other fellas in the band wanted to go on to being doctors and lawyers, and one...
And they're no longer in the business.
No, they didn't have any intentions of staying in show business, and I did, and the record company took me out on a promotional tour, and started to get some reaction from teenagers screaming and yelling, and that was it.
Frank, this is long before Dee Dee Dinah, then, of course.
That's right.
That was your first big hit, was it?
That's right, yeah. But you see, the record company already had some kind of an indication through the kids going around the country, the record hops and dances and things like that, where there was some kind of a thing that happened where they wanted to join a fan club and things like that. So they said, no, you've got something that we've got to really work on, and let's get a song that's possibly a hit. And they did. They wrote a song for me, and the story goes, I went into the recording studio, held my nose, sang Dee Dee Dinah, became a hit.
I'm sure that's just a story, Frank, and, you know, a lot of people probably be amused by a lot of things.
No,
I got to tell you something.
That.
If you are smiling a little bit because of the success of that and the kind of, you know, teasing yourself about it, I'll tell you, I wish I had such a thing
right.
as that, believe me. Because
try holding your nose.
Thing.
It works, you know. Not too bad.
In the meantime, I think I'm going to wrap things up here, Frank, because I know that you're going to be due over at the Copacabana any time now. And soon it'll be time for me to go upstairs and go to work here at the Rainbow. And once again, I'd like to remind all of our listeners that we're going to take you with us, folks. Monitor's coming upstairs with me this evening to ringside at the Rainbow Grill. And, Frank, I want to wish you the very, very best of everything while you're here in New York, and take care of that wonderful family of yours. And I hope maybe it'll be a little sooner before the next time I see you.
Yeah,
not a few
Frank,
years.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
My guest has been Frankie Avalon. And, Frank, thank you so much for coming over to talk to me today, my premier performance here at Monitor.
Thank you, Frank. My right. pleasure.
Back to Larry O'Brien's brand new album. Here's an original which is called J. Thaddeus Toad. Thank you. Here's the wonderful band of Larry O'Brien, the people I've been working with for quite some time, folks, and in just a little more than an hour, you'll be hearing them live with me upstairs at the Rainbow Grill, where we have a table reserved just for Monitor listeners. It had better be a big table. Remember to stay with us, folks, and my special guest for the evening will continue to drop in as the time passes, and we'll be right back after a word from our NBC stations from coast to coast. This is Frank Sinatra, Jr.
December 6th, next Wednesday, that's launch date for Apollo 17. This is Peter Hackis inviting you to follow the last mission in the Apollo series here on NBC Radio.